Lee Hibbard, you will take part in this year's European Dialogue on Internet Governance in Stockholm next month. What is the history of the Council of Europe's involvement with this event?
Eurodig, as for short, was created by basically a group of people like-minded who wanted to talk about, generally, openly, about how what the internet represents for them, what does it mean from a public policy point of view, how do we govern the internet. So there were different people, different individuals who thought it was a good idea, and with the support of the Council of Europe from the very inception of Eurodig, it held its first meeting in the Council of Europe premises in 2008. And ever since, the Council of Europe has been extremely supportive. We provide secretariat support. We send experts and other people to the event every year. So we're all year round, we're supporting. And that carries on. And the Committee of Ministers has also recently decided and recognised the importance of such dialogue which is open and inclusive and is not owned by any one particular body. So it's a shared space.
How has Eurodig evolved over the years since it started?
It started quite small with 100 plus people involved. Let's say more top down in the way it was organised, a typical conference, one could say, to get things moving. But quite clearly, there was a lot of excitement, a lot of support. It's a European-wide event, so it's for Europeans, for the pan-European space. And it's grown. It's grown, I would say, exponentially. It's quite clear that people want this dialogue. If it wasn't interesting, people wouldn't come to it. But every year, the numbers keep growing. The interests and even the levels keep growing too. After 5 years now, with this fifth European Dialogue on Internet Governance, it's quite clear, with the support of, you know, the Swedish authorities, with the presence of Carl Bildt, the Her Majesty Queen Sylvia, our own Secretary General Jagland, Nelly Cruz from the European Commission, and others, it's quite clear that this is gaining importance and has a certain influence and is recognised more and more, formally by bodies, but also by people. A lot more people are getting involved.
As you say, the event seems to be getting bigger. What do you think the people who take part and the organisations that take part, what do you think they appreciate most in Eurodig?
That it's not owned by any one group. It's not self-advocacy. It's not just about positioning or the influence of one particular body. The fact that people, anybody, whether you belong to a group or represent your government or not, has the ability to contact the Eurodig Secretariat, get involved. It's always open. It's always inclusive. It's never too late to get involved. And this open and flexible approach towards having a dialogue, meaning to put together pirate party member with somebody from government, with a young person, having no allegiance to any particular grouping, can take part and actually have a discussion and talk about things which matter to them as individuals. Individuals on the edges of the democracies that we're living in now have more power. And so with their mobile phone devices, the ability to share on the internet, this is giving them the ability to have a voice, and this voice needs to be recognised. Eurodig recognises those voices.
Is Eurodig a policy forum? Is it a lobbying opportunity? Or is it quite simply an opportunity to exchange ideas on internet governance?
It's all three. We shouldn't underestimate the importance of people getting together and talking. Just because it doesn't necessarily produce a direct result or creates this or does that, that's not so important. The fact is that there's a demand. People want this to happen. The numbers are showing that. And when you talk about the internet generally, whichever event you're in, you see there's a demand also for human rights. Human rights keeps coming back and back and back and back and back. People are very concerned and very keen on making sure that the internet is not overtly regulated, one could say. So these forums, the European Dialogue and Internet Governance Forum, it's quite clear that it has a role in getting things off people's chests in terms of their concerns. When you think about ACTA demonstrations recently, you'll see that there is certainly a concern about that. And so it does have all three of the things that you mentioned. It has an influence on public policy. People from governments come there, they listen, and they do take note. Council of Europe colleagues go there, and they do take note. And I think these things are brought back to their structures. And when they discuss new policy, for example, even or policy being developed, they will think about those discussions.